And good morning and welcome to our BSPs. It's time now for our customer appreciation segment where we just give away shit. And these guys on these videotapes, they got one now from this Boko Haram motherfucker that is sitting out here, and he's got the green screen behind him. Hey, dude, if you're going to have the green behind you, you might as well have something. This dumbass is sitting there going, and one more thing I will say. Eddie, what the fuck, man? Oh, sorry. Get the ocean. Here, I'll show you what it looks like.
It's pretty neat. Oh, fuck. Well, you can't see it now, but I know that there's a way I can do it.
Anyway, it's just green, and all the virtual studio stuff that we have is behind that, or is in front of that. But this Boko Haram dude, I know it's the name of the organization, but I think it's funnier to think that's the guy's name. Hi, I'm Boko Haram, and we're kidnapping kids. He's sitting there in front of the green screen. Maybe they just invaded a television station and kicked the guy out, just took the tech, threw his ass into the street. Get out of here. You'll be sorry, because I'm supposed to get Bozo the Clown on and a bunch of other shit, you know, Power Rangers. Get out. All right, so 855-500-7445 is our number. 855-500-7445 is our number, and I have one line open, and I do kind of like to fill the lines up. I like to jam all that shit in, man. Before we get rank and foul here on our show. And it is, again, a great pleasure to be with you guys. Oh, God. I'm going over to the Improv today to talk with my dear, close, personal friend and producer and all kind of shit, Darren McAfee. And we're going to take a look at the room, you know. I want to see how the thing lays out, you know. And then I want to do, I want to do a walkthrough, and I want to see if there's any shit that I got to do. Okay? All right, so let's go to our phones here. Good morning. What is your username?
Hi, it's C-Monsterish.
C-Monsterish. Now, you know, yeah. We're going to send you an email afterwards to confirm all this stuff, so don't worry.
Okay.
I don't want you to sit and worry. So why I brought that up at the beginning, I have no idea. And where are you calling from, C-Monsterish?
Bountiful, Utah.
Bountiful, like the movie?
No, unfortunately.
But that's where wasn't that the flick Trip to Bountiful? There was a movie with Geraldine Chadwick. It was only about 3-4 years ago. She won an Academy Award, Geraldine somebody or other.
Oh yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, and it was Trip to Bountiful. She was going home to Bountiful, and it was a bountiful thing. So, dude, it's great to talk with you this morning. I don't know, you guys, I know you're watching Phil TV, but it's never synced up because of the delay on the satellite, but do you pretty much know what we have in our store? And I'll ask you this question, and then you know, everything is available except for the hoodie.
Right.
And I guess the gift subscriptions. So our radio show started in what month of what year?
It started in Florida.
Wrong.
Well, at least
wrong.
The character bit started in Florida.
No, nope, that's wrong.
No.
Yeah.
New Orleans?
August of 1990 in Ventura, California.
Oh, shit.
And the very first character we created was Raj, and then Margaret was the second, and the third was Steve Bozell.
Right.
I'll give you another crack. You probably don't know this name, though, but what was Art Griego. Art Griego was the third character, believe it or not, but he had a different name.
You said it like this week.
It was
Ed, sounds like Art Griego.
Well, that was Steve Warnow. Art Griego's original name was Ed Woosney.
Okay.
Yeah, and he had come back from Iraq having been taken hostage by Saddam Hussein and was tortured, and the way they tortured him is they didn't honor his American Express.
So, okay.
All right, dude. So anyway, C-Monsterish, what would you like us to send you today?
Do you want me to put Phil Henry shirt.
You want the Phil Henry t-shirt? Okay.
Yeah.
And all right, and that's cool. And then we'll send that along to you. And we got we have an email going out to you, man. We'll get your size, your address, and all that other good shit. It's great to talk to you this morning, man. I appreciate
Perfect.
It. All right, brother.
Thanks, Phil.
See you later. Bye-bye. There's a gentleman from Bountiful, Utah, and we got a fan base in Utah that's really amazingly, it's great. I just love it. We got to go back and do another show there because, you know, I think the way a lot of you guys think, which is Utah, isn't that a lot of Mormons and very uptight? Fuck no, man. Not where I was. You know, like I said, I was in Park City and other places like that. It was fucking phenomenal, man. I had a great time. And maybe it's, I just, you know, I don't know. All right, 855-500-7445 is our number. We're giving away all this month. You know, this is Customer Appreciation Month, so you can do one of two things. If you're an all-access BSP, you can come on over here and, you know, do the do with us here in the morning. And we're also giving away, I think every single BSP is getting a download. I read that. And there's a whole fact sheet going on the website. If you go to the website, there's a whole fact sheet on what you get as a BSP this month. Also, Facebook is running a contest, and that is for new people to win a backstage pass if you so choose. Let's see what we have here. Good morning. What is your username?
Hey, this is Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds. Sweet. Where are you calling?
Burt Reynolds.
Spurt, S-P-U-R-T?
Yeah.
Beautiful. And where are you calling from, man?
I'm in Northwest Texas. There's absolutely nothing here. Zero.
All right, that's cool. You ever been to Alpine?
I don't think I have. I know about it, but no, I've never been there.
I went through it on the train. It was famous because they filmed a movie there years ago, and Alpine is a fucking trip and a half, man. You go up into the mountains, and then suddenly it all levels out, and there you are in the clouds, and there's this little town with a football field, a train station, a gas station, a bunch of stores, and a bunch of people walking around. You're like, what the fuck, man? I'm in the middle of the clouds here. And then you leave the clouds. Yeah, it's a trip. And you got to go up there. All right. And this is Spurt Reynolds. Okay, dude, here's your question. I should have used that Ed Woosney question on you, but I won't. Can you tell me if this following city was indeed a city that I worked in my radio career? Utica, New York.
I don't think so. No, I know you worked in Miami and Louisiana and...
True. I worked in Utica in the summer of 1975.
Shit.
That's a great... All right, man. So we have T-shirts, which are the Je T'aime lingerie, and we have, you know, of course, the Ted's of Beverly Hills T-shirt, we got the Phil Henry T-shirt, we got the Phil Henry ball cap. We have all of the downloads and all of the CDs, and we also have our collectibles, which is a Bobby Dooley keychain, 4 shot glasses. Are you there? Oh, fuck, I lost that poor guy. God damn it, man. Hey, Spurt, dude, I got you. We got your email address. We're going to send one to you. The only thing we need to know is what do you want, man? What do you want? What do you want from life and what do you want from us? Sorry about that. We lost him. It wasn't us. I think he had a cell phone that just went crappers. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Phil. How you doing, man?
I'm good. What's your username?
Upchuck.
Upchuck. Okay, man. That poor guy, I lost that guy in Texas. And where are you calling from this morning?
Oh, I'm a little south of Tampa in a town in Florida called Bradenton.
Yeah, I know Bradenton. In fact, do you know Liz Wilde? She lives down there.
Wow, I'd like to know her.
Yeah.
If you know her.
Yeah, she's a great gal, man. She just opened up a... Guys go down there and see her. She's got an art gallery there, the Firestone Gallery in Anna Maria Island.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll do that for sure, man. Yeah, that's a great place.
Check it out. All right, so this morning's question to our BSP. What is it? Your name's Upchuck?
Yeah.
Upchuck, cool. All right, question this morning is what state and specifically what city is Margaret Gray from?
Oh, I think she's from California.
No.
Oh, sorry, I'm wrong.
That's all right. She's from she's been in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
God.
Went to the University of Penn. That's okay. I'm pulling these out of my ass this morning. But they are things I've talked about on the show. I don't want people to think I'm kind of, you know, messing with you. But I've talked about all this shit on the show. So anyway, we have our collectibles. You get 5 Bobby Dooley keychains. You get 4 shot glasses. You get a coffee mug. You can get T-shirts from the Je T'aime lingerie to the Ted's of Beverly Hills to Phil Henry T-shirt, Phil Henry hat. All of our downloads. All of our hard copy CDs.
I want a T-shirt.
Okay. Which one would you like, man? We got the Ted's and the
There's a pink one there.
Yeah, that's the
Je T'aime. My wife would look good in.
Oh, you're the man.
Yeah, make it a large, though.
You got it, man. Je T'aime lingerie T-shirt for the lady and from Upchuck. That's cool, because a guy the other morning got one for his wife, and she was all over Facebook just like, my husband got me a T-shirt. It was so fucking great, and I can't believe it. What a wonderful guy. All right,
love
brother.
Love your show, brother.
You're a good man. Thank you very much, sir, and we'll send you a... email confirmation very shortly.
Gotcha.
All right, buddy.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye.
So there's Tampa this morning, there's Utah this morning, and there's Northwest Texas where there ain't nothing. That was Spurt Reynolds. Wherever you are, Spurt, we got your back on that. Alex will probably ask you what do you want, and we'll go from there. That poor cat just evaporated. All right, so welcome to the show. Later on today, thank you very much for the opportunity to go. You know, I had to split yesterday, man. I had to get over to my accountant. As it turned out, it wasn't much of a meeting at all. I had to get there real early, only to have him say to me, "Yep, everything's great." And I was, what the fuck? New York City First Lady, whatever. The other thing is, today, I have an appointment to get over to the, we're going to go to the Improv in the great city of Hollywood, California. Is it in West Hollywood? If it's in West Hollywood, it's an actual city. If it's in Hollywood, it's in L.A. But anyway, I'm going to go over and take a look at the room. And I think the reason why we're doing that, I know I just want to see where, you know, just where everything is, you know, and you want to know. Because one of the things about this that's going to be really interesting, it's a comedy club. It's not a theater. And I'm doing a... people will say, well, what is a one-man show? Well, basically, it's a theater piece. It's not a stand-up act, and there's a difference. There's a difference between getting out and telling jokes and sort of being a funny guy at the party sort of thing, as opposed to someone who's actually presenting a story. That would be the difference. You know, a show is a story, and a stand-up act is a series of explosions of personality. I mean, is that, you know? So in a comedy club, you have a certain expectation. In a theater, you have a certain expectation. You don't sit in a theater and wait for a stand-up act. You're sitting and waiting for something maybe more structured or something. So that was the only question that I have. But I think that it's going to be terrific. It's going to be great because it's such a wonderful... It's a great bunch of people at the Improv. And we sold the show out within about a week, and that was just great. I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate that. Everybody that bought tickets were so, so happy, and it means that, you know, we will definitely plan more shows. The next stop, I don't know, don't quote me, the next stop should be Irvine, the Improv in Irvine. And in other words, we're going to sort of play the Los Angeles area a little bit, and then I want to head out into, New York City, Texas, lots of comedy clubs in Texas, a lot of people there that have asked us about the show, specifically in San Antonio, El Paso, Houston, too. And then, obviously Florida, and obviously Utah, and Oregon, and Arizona, and Detroit, and Atlanta, a lot of places like that where we know we have a great, great bunch of listeners. So that'll be a groovy, groovy thing. Now, rather than me looking at that motherfucking television, here is what I've got. Here are the things that I find interesting and really funny and really hysterically funny. Girl found after 10 years being kidnapped. I'm kidding. But that is a very heavy story. A girl. Santa Ana police were continuing Thursday to investigate a man they say has been living with a woman he kidnapped 10 years ago after dating her mother. Isidro Garcia arrested this week and is charged with suspicion of kidnapping, lewd acts with a minor, and false imprisonment. The pair had a child together. The victim, now 25, came forward after contacting her sister via Facebook. Police in the Orange County city near Los Angeles said the victim, whose name was not released, told police her mother was dating Garcia when he drugged her and drove her to a house in Compton where he held her in a locked garage. Garcia was arrested Monday. Boy, I can't even begin to fathom these pieces of shit. Now, this is a girl that they had together. According to this story, they had a child together. Is this the child? The pair had a child together. The victim, now 25, came forward. See, it's a badly written story as usual. Even with the opportunity to escape after years of physical and mental abuse, the victim saw no way out of her situation and lived a life with Garcia under sustained physical and mental abuse. In 2007, Garcia forced the victim into a marriage, and in 2012, the two had a child. Oh. The man he kidnapped. What, I mean, there's no place, there's nothing. A guy like this, you're not going to rehabilitate a psychopath. You know that, right? The sociopaths and psychopaths are not rehabilitatable because they are abnormal people. They're not sick, they're abnormal. It's the difference between, it's the difference between a taking a man from the Roman Empire ages and plopping him down in New York City. Now, you know, yes, that guy, it's probably a really bad example I just gave you. I can't, if you want the devil, which I don't believe exists in a spiritual sense, but I will tell you this, there is such a thing as the physical devil, which is abnormal humans who have no relationship to us at all. They don't feel the way we do. They don't act the way we do. They pretend like they do so they can facilitate their way through life. But their whole goal in life is simply to control people and to control everything around them. That's the only way they feel sane, to be honest with you. If they can't, then they have, as they have often described, they have these seriously empty sensations and must fill those up with some kind of act of control. And the sadistic ones use violence. The non-sadistic ones use just manipulating people by way of Facebook, you know, manipulating people in relationships, manipulating people in business. You take a look at 2009, I'll never tire of saying this. I would love to see a statistic, if they ever were able to compile it, on what part of the 2008 economic meltdown, which of course was a huge event that had many years of causation, right? But during all those years of causation and the contemporary times, how much of that was caused by psychopathic people simply trying to find a better way to get what they need and the rest of the world can go fuck itself, right? It doesn't matter what happens. It's like the guy that I saw interviewed on TV who said, well, if I didn't sell them the bad loan, if I didn't sign them to the bad loan, they're going to go across the street. Now, get this. See, right there, man. And I know that guy's name. And I know who that guy is. That guy used to be a member of the same community that I was in. And what I'm saying is our kids went to school together. And that guy said those words with a straight face. That is not something a human being with a conscience, with empathy, with a knowledge of himself in the world at large, and with a realization that everything we do sort of interacts. So however you act, I don't care. You could be the most conservative motherfucker in the history of the world, and by that I mean you could be the most, you know, individual rights kind of a guy. Even a super conservative guy recognizes that his actions have an impact on others as you go through the world, right? I mean, it's intelligence is what it is. But a psychopath doesn't think about that. He just thinks everybody else is doing what I'm doing. I'm going to go out and do it better. I'm going to go fuck somebody. I watched this fucking guy say those words on TV. I'm going to sell that guy that fucking loan because if he doesn't go to a courthouse the street. And he had his shoulders hunched up in the, you know, what am I going to do pose, as if to say, right? You get what I'm saying? No, motherfucker. No, I don't get what you're saying. Get out of the fucking business you're in, man. It sounds to me like the business you're in is you've set it up so that it's a business selling a dangerous product. You want to be involved in that? Well, that guy is this motherfucker, only this guy's on a smaller scale. This guy can't control shit. All he can do, because he's a loser, he can't make a fucking dime probably, he can control people. Specifically, he can control an underage minor female. He can kidnap her, he can rape her, he can lock her in a fucking garage, he can have a baby with her, he can control her fucking life exactly the way he wants to do it. And when he thinks he's got it completely fucking controlled, and she can't do shit, then he says, well, I'm going to go down to the corner and get myself a cigar and, you know, maybe a bag of fucking Corn Nuts. And you go ahead and, because she ain't going to do shit. I got her so fucking controlled. She's so, man, I'm ready to rock and roll. So he goes out, big mistake, Jack, because guess what? She just fucking called a man, you know, and she called her sister and she called your sister. And, And your sister doesn't want to have anything to do with you, man, and that means you will not have that second child. Ooh! Hamsters butt a hit in Japan. Hamsters in Japan are going where not even top supermodels have into the pages of books featuring photographs of their rear ends. God damn, that fucking A-bomb. I'm sorry. Hamsters butt a hit in Japan. They're taking pictures of hamsters' asses, and these asses are huge. They're in books. It's a book on hamster's ass. Yeah, I swear to God, in Japan. It was the biggest mistake to drop those atomic bombs, because what the Jesus.
You know, Phil, I'm gonna agree with you. The A-bomb.
Well, what possible damage could the A-bomb have done?
There's a book of hamster ass. You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding. I don't necessarily.
Margaret, I agree with the general.
Oh, you agree with the general.
All right. yeah. Don't smoke anymore, but I'm telling you, I'm gonna be coughing for the rest of my life because. Whatever damage I did to my lungs, I'm still hawking up stuff, you know. All right, man. So, what else? Oh, I'm going to read some more news to you. I'm fucking spaced. I slept really good last night, but I had to take. I had to take half of a fucking Unisom. And that's why I'm groggy. I took half, man. But I did sleep like a motherfucker. I mean, I went to bed early last night, man. I went to bed at like 8:30, 9 o'clock. And did sleep through pretty good. But that was the combination of that little Unisom I took and the fact that I hadn't slept the night before. So what's that about? I don't know. Thai army declares a coup, citing reform. You know, these generals, what they don't understand is when they do this, the country and the army itself sees this as a solution. Oh, we'll always have another coup. If things don't go the way we like, we'll have another coup. If this shit happens, we'll have another fucking coup. Green billionaire prepares to attack anti-science Republicans. An environmental agency group backed by hedge fund tycoon Tom Steyer is set to unleash a $100 million offensive against Republican science deniers. This year, a no-holds-barred campaign-style push from the green billionaire that could help decide which party controls the Senate and key the seat. Next-gen climate has built itself as a progressive, pro-environmental counterbalance to the wealthy oil and gas industry, as well as the primary foil to the pro-business Koch brothers and their well-funded conservative donor network. All right, so this is another cat that's got a lot of dough, and he's on the progressive side. And he is going to try and educate people. And it's a good point. Now, the Pat Sajak thing, as I'm sure you've heard, and I think we have that, he claims it was a joke. Pat Sajak tweeted the other day that people that were global warming just people that believed in global warming were racist and unpatriotic. Now he says it was a joke. But a lot of Twitter followers aren't laughing. Monday night, the Tweel of Fortune. The Wheel of Fortune host, a conservative who's occasionally used his Twitter account to tweak liberals, tweeted, "I now believe global warming alarmists are unpatriotic, racist, misleading for their own ends. Good night." And now when you see that in the context of it being a joke, it is, well, it's still not funny, but it's because he's a conservative, see? It would be funnier if Jake Fogelnest did it, for instance, although still not a hit, Jake, but I'm fucking around. So, some tried reason. Michael E. Mann, a climate scientist at Penn State, not to be confused with the guy who made The Insider, Miami Vice, and a whole lot of other really cool movies, ha ha ha, tweeted that climate change could have huge repercussions. "Hey, Pat, this ain't the Wheel of Fortune. If we lose this game, it isn't just one person's misfortune. All humanity pays the price." Others fought back with ridicule. On one hand, 97% of scientists. On the other hand, a guy that got his job because Chuck Woolery came across as too intellectual. That was Mr. Jolly. At least they're quoting people from Twitter that are not necessarily famous comics? Because I think that gets old, don't you? Here's another tweet from Kim Kardashian. You know, whoever, another famous comic. But I mean, I think Twitter affords the opportunity to just tweet, just to show the comments of anybody. That's what I would say. I'd say just find the funny comment. It doesn't have to be from people that you're following, you know, or celebrities, you know. Russia slams Prince Charles Putin Hitler jab. Russia has criticized Prince Charles' reported comparison of President Vladimir Putin to Admiral Hitler. What is up with me this morning? To Adolf Hitler and his protesting matter with Britain. Charles, the eldest... You know, Charles is the eldest son of Queen Elizabeth II, reportedly compared to Hitler's 1939 invasion of Poland with Russia's annexation of Crimea. That's kind of an overstatement, but as many of us have said, there are parallels. See, if you know something about history, then you can do the Hitler comparison. If you don't know shit, and Hitler just comes up as the boogeyman of the moment, and I'll just use him, then you do sound like a, well, what is the word? Twat? time now for us to see what happens is this. All right, welcome to our Tune In and Listen Live. Listen. Oops, I got to, hold on. I got it, Alex. I got it. I know, I always fucked this up. Time now for our tune in and our Listen Live listeners, and a good morning. I'll turn off the fan. We're about ready to get our shit together and do our thing, and it's all going to be really, really good. I can promise you that. The big difference. All right, Margaret, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. And are you going to start the show with this, or
Mr. Henry Bobby Stark? I would recommend it.
Well, yeah, some of us said that. Why doesn't Phil start the show? Robert, you were into the conversation. Right?
Yeah, go ahead, Robert. You know a little bit more about it.
Well, we did think that the thing that Phil ought to start the show is what he was just talking about on the pre-show.
Oh, well, isn't that wonderful? You all decided that.
Yeah, see, what did I tell you?
But you're not getting your feelings hurt.
Well, where was I during this conversation?
Margaret, I don't know where you were. We were talking and we made the decision. It's not like it's got to be some big fucking deal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at it. All right, we'll be right. We won't be right back. We're going to start this motherfucker right now. No, we can't start it right now. We have to start it right. God damn it. I wish you'd get that shit squared away, bud. We're going to start it right now.